investigation was undertaken by operatives from Endangered Species International. Pierre Fidenzi joins us, I think, from Paris this morning. Hello, Pierre. How are you?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Very good, although very disturbed by this report. Tell me how you went about collating these figures. How did you go about uncovering what was going on?
Well, first, we spent quite some time, over a year, going to a farmer's market, and it's quite difficult to find the gorilla meat in the farmer's market, so because the meat is sold as smoked meat, and it's already cut in pieces. So we spent quite some time gathering data, and over the time, we finally were pretty sure we're from the origin from where all the meat came from the gorilla meat, where it came from. So from that, we decided to go to the field and to conduct some expeditions to locate first the populations of gorillas and to confirm that the gorilla meat that we saw at the farmers' markets in the big cities are really confirmed the same area that they told us.
Now, a couple of questions arise from that, Pierre. Do people buy the bush meat to eat? Is that why they're buying it?
That's the main reason.
Okay.
They buy it, and it's about $6 a piece, like a hand-sized piece of gorilla meat.
Okay. So you went into the field. Did you actually witness these gorillas being slaughtered?
Okay, so we went with our team in the field, and we witnessed exactly the slaughtering and the killing of the gorillas. We witnessed the killing of two females. Again, we stayed in this particular area only like a week and a half. So you can just imagine, you know, within a month, how many get killed. We also assume at that moment that we have probably about 200 gorillas, but we're not sure about the numbers yet. So it's still very rampant illegal activities going on there.
What did you find in terms of the authorities trying to stop it going on? I mean, this is obviously illegal, as you said. So was it to stop, to challenge the poachers?
Well, in the area where they are killing the gorillas, there's absolutely no law enforcement. There's nothing. It's like the Far West. However, when you go to the big cities, there is some kind of law enforcement. However, it's so easy to hide the meat that you sell, and you can say also that you sell another type of meat, unless you have an expert eye and you can, you know, to make a difference between, let's say, a buffalo and a gorilla meat. So basically, the law enforcement in the field where the killing is occurring does not exist, and that's the main problem. So we need to work with the locals and try to find some income, alternative income, to allow them to get some money without killing the gorillas.
We spoke to a lady yesterday on the program who runs a hospital in Goma, and she was telling me about the problems of lawlessness there. I would imagine the same sort of problems. I mean, if you went to the authorities to say we need people up there to protect the gorillas, it would be almost impossible to do that, would it, Pierre?
That's correct. I mean, what we need to do is first to really understand the culture. And as a Westerner, it's not always easy. And that's why also all our team is actually people from Congo. And from there, we are trying to address the issue in the way that sometimes ourselves as Westerners, we don't think the same way. So we need to change our mindset to allow us to find some solutions to that major problem.
And if they're doing it at the rate you believe, how long would it take for them to seriously decimate the gorilla population there?
Well, what is important to say, it's first, it's one of the southernmost population for all the gorillas, for the western gorillas. So we are the southern edge of the gorillas population. In the other Congo, across the river, they're all gone, already extinct. So basically, we are pushing now the population up north by killing them. So in this particular area, we are assuming at that point, but we need more data to confirm that, but that within a decade or less, all the gorillas will be gone.
It is very, very, very tragic news indeed. Pierre Fidenzi, I know it's late in the evening there, so I do appreciate you taking our call. Thank you so much for shedding some light on this terrible, terrible pastime that's taking place there in the Congo. Thank you.
Thank you to you. Thank you for letting me know to let me speak about it.
Pierre Fidenzi, who is president of Endangered Species International. I hate doing those stories because it's so distressing. Serena Locke.
Hello, I'm sorry I didn't hear all of it. I was busy getting this material ready, but there was a very good story on Foreign Correspondent about our need to extract minerals out of Congo and that being a danger to the gorillas in the mist.
Mm. Not only the gorillas, the people. There's lots of shocking behaviour taking place there.
Yeah.
It's 8:06.
And in matters rural, breeding sheep that don't need to be mules has got a lot simpler by using what's known as sheep breeding values.